Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
So they can't get in, and they can't see us.
But we can't see them, and we can't get out.
Well, shit! Now what?
Sweetheart, it's gonna be all right. One way or another.
No, it's not. We're gonna end up eating each other or some shit.
How do you go straight to eating?
We control the live stream, yes?
Assuming they keep it active. I mean, it's a hard cable to the utility station outside the radiation field where the actual streaming starts. They could disable it from there if they want, but our guess is they'll keep it open in case we want to turn it back on.
Why would we do that?
To negotiate.
With what fucking leverage?
If they want to be able to access the mainframe, they'll need
to... They don't need to have access to it. Keeping us sealed in here forever is just as good as trashing it. Shit, we didn't think this through.
Corey, Isaiah, without your quick thinking, they'd already be in here.
Can hear that son of a bitch now. What good is quick thinking if it's not tactical?
They won't just let us die. Too many of us are well known by now. There'd be too many questions.
Pretty sure they can weather some questions.
We'll use the live stream to let Riley and whoever's behind him know we're willing to agree to a supervised audit, yes? Overseen at every step by project members.
Josh was speaking, or we can just kill them.
What?
Joshua's speaking. This really isn't a problem. We can just kill them.
Jesus Christ!
You got something?
No, hold on. We're not-
Joshua's speaking. Of course I've got something. I had it 2 seconds after we walked in. We kill them. I can do it right now.
Give Me Away, Episode 9, A Bug and a Feature.
Josh was speaking. The ghost house emits a radiation field that disables remote communication in parts of Red Camp. We all know this. We also know it's harmless, except that, like anything else, it doesn't have to be.
Already with this shit?
Right now, it's emitting slowly and omnidirectionally as the central drive continues to cool. But it would be the work of minutes to disable the fuel recycler's purifying function, restart the drive, then vent the now very dirty radiation out of the thrusters.
God damn.
Killing everyone in Red Camp.
Josh was speaking, given that they've forcibly relocated all our people, everyone in Red Camp now means a bunch of soldiers who want to kill us. I'm modestly suggesting that we kill them first.
Yes, do it!
Jamie, hold on. We need to-
You rigged this shit. You had this in mind from the minute we brought up the interview.
Josh was speaking. This was always going to happen. My statement accelerated this by maybe a month.
When he's right, he's right.
Deirdre speaking. So, Joshua, here we are again.
Josh was speaking. Again suggests an exact repeat of last time. But maybe you've had an experience or two since then.
Deirdre speaking. So the thinking is, I've been kicked a few times, and now I'm a mass murderer too?
Joshua speaking, I'd settle for a selective murderer. All right, both of you. Before this goes any further, we need to figure out surrendering Jamie.
Surrendering me?
Just so you're safe. Then we can...
Won't they kill me?
Nah, you're not one of us. You don't know anything. Probably hold you a couple hours, then kick you out.
And by then, Mom will be outside, so maybe we can...
What?
Oh, shit, sorry. We were gonna...
Why would Mom be outside?
Joshua speaking. Can we go back to the important conversation?
Why would she be outside now?
She wanted to... She's worried about...
You just assumed they wouldn't take me.
Liz Robin, is it possible to export the prison interface experience to the live stream?
Export, as in...
Obviously not the full immersive experience, but perhaps a cross-section of it that we could broadcast on the...
Why?
You should know the answer to that better than anyone.
You built that interface. You know it's not designed to be looked at in 2D.
Well, obviously there would be a certain loss of impact... But if it were...
Loss of impact? It would be gibberish.
If it were possible to give them some sense that they're endangering vulnerable, captive people...
You know it wouldn't be the public watching, right? It would just be Riley and the assholes backing him.
All of whom are sentient creatures, capable of empathy.
Joshua speaking, at some level, you know this is flailing.
It's harder to kill people you can see.
Corey speaking, it won't work.
It worked on you. All we need are a few allies.
You know how many people Corey had to kill before he broke? Most people don't break at all, but those that do, it takes a lot of time and a lot of hits. You're not gonna make it happen today.
And definitely not with a jerry-rigged 2D garble fest.
You want us to let him kill them?
No, we fucking don't. It would be a disaster and they'd send everything they have.
Joshua speaking, they're gonna do that anyway. Either today or in a few months when everyone in this glorified prison camp demands the same freedom of movement Deirdre has. We're not deciding what, we're deciding when.
They have to know we can hit back. Only way they'll ever respect us.
Or it greenlights them to bomb us into cinders.
We need to think.
Joshua speaking, sure, take your time. You have until we starve.
This is so stupid, just do it!
Joshua.
Joshua speaking, just hand me the baton.
Can you open the outer door a few millimeters without it reverting to Star Trek mode?
Why?
Coming up. Don't do anything.
Yes, sir.
Open how wide?
Less than an inch. A couple of us tried pulling it wider, but...
Didn't work, did it?
Director! Pull everyone out of our eyeline.
Sir.
Director. And Deirdre.
Lieutenant.
Something, huh?
Quite something.
You ever imagine all those months ago on my troop carrier that it would end like this?
Is this how it's ending?
We're all adults. Let's talk.
We assure you, a full investigation is underway.
What's that now?
The other day, when we were talking to Elder about the leaks, you promised him a full investigation was underway.
Are you asking for names?
It was interesting. Because it might have been true. You might very well have gone back to the barracks and asked which men got the best angles, enjoyed a hearty round of high fives, and called that an investigation.
High fives?
What you didn't say was, I never ordered my men to do this. You may have omitted the truth, but you never directly lied.
Well, now that sounds an awful lot like you're impugning my honor.
We're not interested in your honor.
Because it seems to me that a person concerned with honor wouldn't choose to exploit a traumatized young man for her own gain. A person or persons who prioritized honor wouldn't spit in the faces of those who stand watch over them every day and every night. And a person or persons who did that, well, at some point maybe they would stop deserving honor in return.
The point is, we don't think you ever told us a direct lie. You may work for men with no limits, but you're not a man with no limits.
Certainly my patience has limits.
Then make us a promise. On your honor, and we'll come out.
Let's have it.
Swear to us that you won't allow any harm to come to the Ghost House mainframe in our absence.
All right, look.
That you will, in fact, dedicate yourself to ensuring that the prison mainframe emerges from this audit completely intact.
You know perfectly well that I am not empowered to do anything
promise
of the sort.
Promise that, on your honor, and we'll bring everyone out right now.
None of the plans for this audit include damage to the mainframe.
Lieutenant.
No one has spoken to me about damaging the mainframe.
Lieutenant.
If anyone has threatened you with any kind of...
On your honor, that you, day and night, will protect our people.
You can't ask me to prioritize strangers over Americans. You cannot ask me to do that.
Joshua, close it up.
Hold on. Director!
You okay?
That motherfucker.
Liz, Robin, they're going to kill us.
Okay, we need to take a second here.
For what?
They will put those boys' faces on TV 24/7. They'll put their families in front of every camera. This world will never forgive us.
Joshua speaking, if we don't act, there won't be any of us left to forgive. 50,000 lives lost at the stroke of a crowbar.
You think Corey wants to hurt men that he served with? But they made this move, and protecting innocence has got to come first.
I can't believe you're all still talking!
Every life in that prison, every defenseless life is in our hands.
Joshua speaking, all I need to hear is yes.
Joshua?
Oh my God.
Can you...
Stop.
What?
Graham speaking, stop. It doesn't matter what you say, because I won't do it.
What?
I won't do it. I won't kill them.
Are you joking?
I won't use this body to help you kill kids.
Okay,
kids?
Should we?
Wait.
I don't want you to kill kids. I want you to kill heavily armed soldiers to protect thousands of helpless people.
Consensus, right? Well, I don't consent. Try something else.
You just gonna let this?
Wait.
There's no consensus between kill them and don't kill them.
I think there is, and I think you can find it.
You fucking infant. You've been with me for weeks, and you think you know me?
Weeks? I sized you up in a day. I've managed guys like you my whole life. Brilliant, lazy guys who fall in love with their first idea every time. You said yourself you thought it up in 2 seconds. Well, I'm saying you have to work harder than that.
You pompous fucking creep.
We gotta step in here.
You want this body to move? I want your second idea.
Second idea is we all die, your idiot child included.
Not good enough.
You think I can't make you do it? I can turn your head into a war zone.
I want your second idea.
Ram! Ram!
God. Stop!
Dad! Joshua, this is accomplishing nothing.
Fuck! Oh God, it hurts.
Somebody do something!
Do what he wants!
I want your second idea!
My second idea?
Fuck!
My second idea is you hook me up to the extractor right now so I don't have to die inside a gutless pool.
God!
Wait a minute. The extractor.
What? What's happening?
Tell me, what do you have? Josh was speaking. A second idea, but you're not gonna like it.
How could there be nothing? My phone pings every time someone there scratches their ass.
There's stuff about the live stream going off again, but that's been happening for a few weeks.
Graham seemed... like, actually scared, right?
Dad and Joshua definitely thought something was happening, but...
So we just, what, drive?
It's fine. We're, what, 28 minutes out? We'll be...
You know, driving always seems like you should be doing that plus one other thing, like you're just sitting there. God damn it.
So, you're selling the house?
What?
The house. How far along is that whole process?
Does it make you feel...
I mean, a pang, sure, but...
I don't know how to explain.
You're not obligated to.
I don't wanna... host anymore.
Travis?
Anybody. I mean, there's always a bed for you kids, obviously, but... I wanna live someplace smaller, where nobody wants to go. A place that makes me wanna go outside.
Huh.
Seeing Graham out there that night, the night before, he was just so... clear about it, right? Like, a person can just do a new thing. Even if you're old and tired, you can still do a new thing.
Of course.
I liked being home base for a long time. I don't like it anymore.
What is that?
Is that a roadblock?
Do they use soldiers for roadblocks?
Okay, so it looks like they're turning that first car around.
Shit.
Which gives us 8 cars to think of something charming to say.
Graham, are you all right?
The extractor.
How is pulling you out of Graham?
The extractor removes all material from a human body that's extraneous to the Earth's biosphere, yes?
But you said it doesn't work yet.
Right, we can't extract the material safely. Joshua would die on his way out, but—
Holy shit, the radiation. It's just as extraneous as we are.
Precisely.
You're saying we could irradiate the soldiers, but then remove the radiation before they die?
Theoretically. Only...
I'm guessing this is the part we won't like.
We can't do it airborne. Too chaotic, too many variables. We need to dilute the intensity of the radiation, make it slower acting so there's time to save the people affected. Which means a custom modification of the recycler in record time, but whatever, we're a genius, that's not the problem.
It's what you're modifying it to do.
We need to convert the radiation into a form we can control. Something more like a contagion.
But then how do you deploy it? Once it's biological, won't you...
Need a vector. Yes.
A human body. One of ours.
Shit.
Seal them off in the airlock, irradiate them, then send them out to touch as many soldiers as they can. As they collapse, their fellows come to check on them, and it spreads from there.
But whoever volunteers, if you use the extractor to save them later...
The host is saved, the second dies. Interesting problem, isn't it? You all want to step forward bravely, but it means deciding for 2.
It's us.
What?
All responsibilities end with us. So must this one.
The hell it does. This is what we trained for.
You have to stop thinking of your lives like that. You're not soldiers anymore.
Sure about that?
We'll do it. On one condition.
What? No, you can't.
Don't save Liz after. She can't live without Robin.
You can't. If we're gone, they'll need you.
You're not going anywhere.
What if we did it? Josh was speaking. That's ridiculous. I can't die.
Jesus, you dicks. What about me?
Sorry, sweetheart. We're gonna get you out of here before any of this...
If it's me, nobody dies. Right?
Well, Jamie, you could die.
It's irrelevant. We're not risking an innocent child's life for
our...
Do
you mean me?
You didn't sign up for this.
I tried to sign up for it. You fucks wouldn't let me.
We're not going for this, right?
Of course not.
We're wasting time.
What's he saying, Dad? Dad? What's happening over there? You guys look like shit.
They do look like shit.
He's talking about me, right?
No.
Really? The biggest big mouth on the spaceship just stopped talking? What's he saying?
Graham, you know we need Joshua.
What's he saying, Dad?
I can't.
You can't say I. It's the rules.
Baby, I can't.
You have to, dickhead. He's a person just like me.
Joshua speaking. It's genius.
What is?
Joshua speaking. Sending you. Not because you don't have a second, but because they'll never see you coming.
Why? Because everyone thinks I'm a fuck-up?
Yes! It's your secret weapon. All right, Joshua, I let you say your shit. Now it's over. We'll give her to the soldiers. They can...
No one's giving me to shit. I'm an adult.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because you keep not believing it. You don't think I can be anything? You don't think I'd be good?
I don't care if you're good.
What?
All I ever wanted was for you to have friends and a house and stuff you like to do and a life. I don't care if you're good. I just want you to be happy.
But that's not what you picked for yourself. You blew up your whole life to be good. What's wrong with me?
Fuck.
Folks. One way or another.
Josh was speaking. Graham, your body and mind are my whole world. I know what that world will become if she dies. Know that I will do everything in my considerable power not to live in that world. We have to call your mom. She needs to...
Why? It's not about her.
Jamie.
If you don't want me to save 50,000 people, what do you want from me?
Deirdre, Robin, Brooke, Liz.
We're here.
It'll take too long to bring the soldiers up here. They'll die. The extractor is structurally identical to the mapping device you built.
Make it portable.
We're on it.
Corey, Isaiah, we need to extract and modify the recycler, put it back, and then start up the drive.
Yes, sir.
What about me?
Talk to us while we work.
About what?
Anything.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Anything from command?
Not yet, sir. My man knows to send up a signal flare if they want you back at HQ.
A signal flare?
Unique situation, sir.
Isn't it just?
Did that thing just turn on?
Spread the word. High alert. I don't think it can fly, but we need to be ready to scramble just in case.
Sir!
Why didn't you signal?
They want you to stay on site, sir.
What's happening?
The live stream came back on. It's Harris. She says they're sending someone out.
So just hang out in here?
Yeah, we need to run the recycler a bunch of times to get the radiation right. We'll check in again just before we...
Cool. What, like, yell through the door?
Actually, do you have your phone?
Yeah, but it doesn't... Whoa, bars!
The radiation's all back in the system. None left over to emit.
Shit, I should post something. Kidding.
It's okay to be scared.
Genius, guys. Never heard that one before. Can I make a quick call?
A call?
I'll click over when you call, okay?
Calling who?
Whoever.
Make it fast. If the soldiers realize comms are back up, they might try to hack in.
Fine.
Jamie, God.
Jesus, don't hug me like I'm gonna die. Are you gonna let me die?
No.
Then fuck off.
Yeah.
We don't have to move.
What?
They'll let us stay here till there's news.
How did you talk them into that?
I mean, it was that or shoot me, so...
They might have shot you! What? Mom, what? Is it Dad?
Jamie?
I can't believe you were coming to pick me up!
What, Jamie, where are you?
What if I passed? You didn't know? What if I got in and you drove all that way?
Literally, where are you right now? You look pretty stupid!
Is she okay?
Are you in camp, or we've been seeing buses go by? I can't tell you. It's secret. Are you on one of the buses or not?
I just called to tell you that I'm better than you think I am, and I'm gonna prove it.
Jamie, what does that mean?
You'll see.
All right, whatever you're doing right now, you need to stop.
I knew you would say that. I know you don't want me to be as good as Talia, but I am, and I'm proving it.
Nobody's proving anything. You need to stop whatever bullshit.
Did she just
you're...
say my
Fuck
name?
Fuck you. I make my own choices.
Where's Dad right now? Is he with you? Put him on. Mom.
It's top secret.
Put your dad on right now.
What are you gonna do if I don't? Yell louder?
All right, listen. Listen to me very carefully. I want you to find one of the soldiers.
Go to hell. And I want you to surrender. Hold your hands up so they can see you're not armed.
Fuck you. No surrender.
And then do whatever they say and we'll figure it out later, okay?
Mom, give me the phone.
I'll never surrender.
But right now you have to stop this bullshit!
Mom, give me that!
What are you doing?
I've got this.
I know you think I'm nothing, but I'm not nothing.
Jamie?
Talia?
Please don't hang up.
I have to go. They might hack in.
Stay on for 1 minute. Can you stay on for 1 minute?
Tell her to give herself up!
Tell her to fuck herself!
Are you both done? Jamie, I've been dying every day since you left my place.
Good, you should have let me crash.
You were wrong, but I was wrong too.
We don't have time for this. You have
about?
To tell her.
I know you're a grown-up. I know you can make your own decisions.
Damn right.
What are you doing?
And I want you to be amazing and show us all you're amazing.
Well, too late. You should have said that before.
I know I can't tell you to do things. But I can ask, right?
For what? Spit it out, I gotta take this call.
I wanna ask that when you make your own decisions, that you make the decisions that mean I'll get to see you again. Because there's nothing in the world I want more than to see you again.
Fine, you'll see me again. Bye.
Wait, Jamie!
Dad? Joshua?
We think it's ready.
Shit, you better know!
Are you ready?
You won't wait too long, right?
We won't.
And you'll come to me first.
Always.
Then let's do it.
All right, good job!
Sandbag's coming up now, sir.
Get him in position. Okay, everyone, listen up. The girl coming out is not a hybrid.
Threat assessment?
Negligible. She's a handful, but not more than that. Obviously, check her and secure her phone, but our main objective is to clear her from that airlock so we can sandbag the outer door. I'll debrief her after. Is that understood?
Yes, yes sir. Sir, look.
Thank God. Are you here to save me?
Show us your hands.
I was so scared.
Get her out of there.
Sandbags, now.
I was so scared. Thank you for saving me. Can I have a hug?
Sir?
It's fine. Is it working?
It's holding, sir.
All right. Yeah.
All right. One down.
Can I have a hug? I need solace. Hi. I need solace. I was really scared.
Okay, Ms. Shapiro. Let's get you somewhere safe.
Please hug me. I need comfort.
Great. Let's take the elevator.
Sir, we have the mobile unit set up if you want to debrief her there.
All right, Ms. Shapiro. I think you'll feel better once we...
Also, sir, we think we have communication back.
What?
Do you mind?
No one knows why, but our comms, our phones, look. It's good news, right?
Can you comfort me?
Except that it's coinciding with that engine noise.
Guy, I need comfort. I was scared.
Is there any way that ship could have armaments we somehow missed?
Can you...
We went over
please.
The exterior pretty good.
Whoa,
nothing seen.
Ma'am? Ma'am, are you okay?
Solace.
Hey, what happened to her?
I don't know. She was hugging me, and she just...
Medic! Move. Let me look. Oh. What? What?
Sir?
We need a medic out here on the platform! We gotta...
Wait, the girl. She's...
Medic, over here now!
No. Don't. No one. No one come near.
Guys, get over here! The lieutenant's down!
No, fuck that. We're not waiting any longer.
Even if one of them's still up, we're unarmed.
We can check, right? We can at least check?
Okay, it sure isn't pretty, but it ought to be mobile. At least to the ground, plus a bit more.
This is quite good.
That shocked tone, always a fave.
Okay, opening the inner door now.
Let me go first. Hold up. They got something jammed in the outer door. Let me... Okay. Everyone on the platform is down. Gotta sneak a look over.
Come on, Jesus.
They're all down. As far as we can see, everyone's down. You got the extractor?
Grab the other end. Let's go.
Okay. All right. to step over all this.
Jamie first.
Okay, Brooke and Deirdre, ready when you are.
Switch it on.
You're live.
Once again, we are Director Brooke Harris and Deirdre, addressing any persons monitoring this live stream. The people of the Ghost House have never pursued aggression against this planet or this country. We've been grateful for your warm welcome and kind accommodations.
Come on, come on, come on!
But your attempt to forcibly separate us from our fellow captives with no assurances made for their safety is one we cannot tolerate. So as you can likely now see from your satellites, we have neutralized your soldiers with a contagion from our home planet.
She's there! She's over there!
Your soldiers are alive and will remain so because we know how to treat this contagion. But you don't. And left untreated, it is highly infectious and rapidly lethal.
God, look at them all.
Come on!
If anyone approaches the Ghost House, if we see any military presence at all, we will release the contagion outside Red Camp, where it will rapidly spread throughout Nevada, resulting in catastrophic loss of life. Any airstrike against the Ghost House will similarly release the contagion. We can resolve this without loss of life. But that is entirely contingent upon your non-aggression over the next few days.
Okay, six more to attach. Don't switch it on till we say.
Copy that.
Once we've secured your soldiers, we'll be in touch with conditions for their release. That is all.
Okay, it's off.
Let's get out there.
You know we can't back any of that up, right? We burned through all our radiation already.
They don't know that.
What the fuck? Come on!
The readout says it's working.
Does it look like it's working?
It's a biochemical process, Graham, not a magic spell.
Come on!
Give me the readout.
Joshua speaking, give me the readout.
Here.
See, Graham, look. At that level, she can metabolize it. Her body
can... Look at her goddamn skin!
Jamie?
Fuck.
Jamie! Jamie!
Give me a
Jamie,
hug.
Sit up! Here, try to sit.
Why do you want her to sit up? She needs to sleep for 2 days. Graham, it worked.
Joshua speaking. It worked.
It worked?
It worked!
Be right back. God, Jamie.
I was so scared.
What were you scared of?
Fear is biochemical. I'm scared when you are.
I gotta text Morgan. She's gonna...
I built my whole life around never being that scared.
Him next. Please, Joshua.
What?
Riley next. Please.
What am I... What?
How are you feeling, kiddo?
Like shit. Where is this?
The research compound. You're safe.
You're getting the deluxe treatment. The soldiers are sleeping it off in the Ghost House.
Mom? Talia?
They know you're safe. We'll tell them the rest in a little bit.
Whatever. Oh, fuck, man.
We're sorry. It's gonna feel like that for a while.
But I'm in, right? They won't make me go?
No, Jamie. You can stay.
It's amazing. Just a couple months ago, Graham was in some hotel having the world's slowest breakdown.
Is he glad those days are over? Or does he wish he had them back?
Neither, exactly. It's more like... He understands now that a breakdown isn't something you have by yourself. What is it?
Old habits. We're walking to the far end of the building to make a call. But we don't have to do that anymore.
The president?
Or whoever answers.
Why didn't you tell him that day about the Graham-Joshua pairing accident?
There were other priorities.
It wasn't that you felt guilty?
About what?
That it wasn't an accident at all.
Of course it was.
Because Joshua keeps thinking about that day back home, in the valley, when they came for our school and Deirdre wouldn't let him strike back.
Deirdre speaking. I remember.
It's not that you didn't want him to stop them. It's that you couldn't trust him to do it your way. Now look at today. Riley's neutralized, our host's got a useful scare, but no one ended up dead.
You think we planned this?
Not this exactly, but you knew something like it was coming. The soldiers were only half your problem. The second you let Joshua out of that prison, you'd be on the clock. If it wasn't the interview, it would have been something else.
We won't argue with that.
This planet on one side, Joshua on the other. Somewhere in the middle, you're gonna need a shock absorber. The prison did change you. You were always the quiet one, but you never would have cooked up something like this.
Or perhaps you're giving the prison credit that belongs to Brooke Harris.
All through those interviews, you must have thought you struck gold. A manager by profession, a peacemaker at work and at home, conditioned by his own child to withstand tremendous arrogance without walking away, but driven by regret over that same child, forever seeking a second chance. Your dream scenario. Joshua's vision, wrapped safely inside the soft, cushiony insulation of Graham Shapiro. So perfect that you were willing to risk placing your greatest asset in the body of a 50-year-old man.
Very interesting.
Isn't it?
Limited only by Joshua's typical failure to distinguish between a bug and a feature.
You wanted a 50-year-old body.
Joshua's vision is just as crucial as it ever was. It is also just as dangerous. 30 years, give or take. Enough time to rebuild your work from scratch, and then teach it to others who will take it further, and maybe one day save these people who saved us. But not enough time for you to turn those ideas to monstrosity. Not enough time for you to build your own movement. Just as we need Joshua, Joshua needs a limit.
Meaning Graham's body and the irreversible course it has to take.
As we said, very interesting.
Josh was speaking. Maybe I'm faster now.
Maybe you are. But we can't help noticing that Graham didn't join you in saying so.
If the others knew,
they'd replace us immediately. Maybe even with you. So ask yourselves, is what we do, our responsibility, something you actually want? While you're deciding, want to stick around while we call? It's likely to be a stressful conversation.
It's nothing compared to our next one. Do you know what you're going to say?
Mostly. But why don't we put it on speaker?
Four heads are better than two?
Let's find out.
Gideon Media presents Give Me Away by Mac Rogers, directed by Jordana Williams. Featuring Sean Williams, Diana O, Rebecca Comtois, Lori Elizabeth Parquet, Hennessy Winkler, Otto Asando, Danny Martinek, Hannah Cheek, Matthew Trumbull, Christopher Wilson, and Maya Armstrong. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Assistant directed by Marty McGuire. Music by Adam Blau, and produced by Kara Ehlenfeld.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable, but who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, Hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two Flat Earthers kidnap a Freemason.